Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today we're going to talk about the dinosaurs they're digging up in Montana, including the one from a couple years ago, the T-Rex, that had soft tissue within it. What an extraordinary story. How could it be 70 million years old when it's got soft tissue and blood vessels and cells, hemoglobin? So exciting. So I'm heading up there for just a couple days next week, and we have a couple scientists who've given advice on our effort, and we also have a few scientists who will be there. So I'm going to give you some of those particulars, and we're going to play the entire phone call conversation I had with a curator of a museum up in Montana, MSU, Montana State University, when we were offering to pay them. We ultimately offered them, I think it was $23,000, to do a carbon-14 test on their soft tissue T-Rex, which so far they've turned down. But I'll play you that call in just a moment. And also, I want to report to you our DVD series. We have Focus on the Strategy, an extraordinary DVD that's gone out all over the country, thousands of copies. And a pastor in the Midwest has just played that DVD for his Sunday morning service. He's Pastor Matt Truella with Missionaries to the Preborn. And he said this, and he's given us permission to use this as we tell other people about this DVD, Focus on the Strategy. He told his congregation that Focus on the Strategy is the most important message for the Christian community in the last century. And of course, that is humbling to us. And what a powerful endorsement from Matt Truella, one of the most well-organized pro-life activists in the country. Hardcore, strong, godly, and capable. So that's Matt Truella. And we have our sequel out, Focus on the Strategy 2, which is a 50-minute DVD and just powerful. People saw the first one. They said, how could you top that? The most important message for the Christian community of the last century. And how could you top that? And somehow, I don't know, with God's blessing, Focus on the Strategy 2, the sequel, subtitled 40 Years in the Wilderness, a focus, like a laser beam focus on what is broken and immoral with National Right to Life's pro-life strategy and how to repair the Christian pro-life movement. So powerful. And that is going all over the country. And we just had a pro-life leader come into our studio an hour ago here at Bob Enyart Live. And how many did he pick up? He ordered 20 DVDs. And this is happening with pro-lifers in Colorado and around the country. 20 more DVDs going out just an hour ago. And we're getting orders for them from all around the country. Now, the third thing I want to let you know is that Brian Rohrbaugh, who's the Columbine dad, he's the president of Colorado Right to Life, 7 years after his son Danny was murdered by Dylan Klebold, Brian became the president of Colorado's largest anti-abortion group. And praise God for that, because Brian takes those who defend child killing, he takes it personally and he gets angry. And I've never seen anyone as determined to stop something as this atrocity of legitimized child killing through abortion. So anyway, he's been fighting this fight and doing what a job. If you've seen him on CBS News with Katie Couric, if you haven't seen that, you got to go to our website, kgov.com. And search for Katie Couric or CBS News, and it'll pop right up. And you could watch the video of probably the most powerful 90 seconds of programming on network news in the last 30 years. So powerful. Well, anyway, I mentioned Brian because today, he was interviewed today by an extraordinary effort to debate the truth of worldviews. You know, is it an atheistic worldview that's correct? Is it a Christian worldview that's correct? Well, he was interviewed today for something that could top all the influence he's had so far over the years. And I think since Brian has become president of Colorado Right to Life, I think he's spoken to over 50 million people, including, well, on Oprah, on O'Reilly, CBS News, Good Morning America in Europe. I didn't know they had a Good Morning Europe. They do. And major newspapers all around the country, radio shows. So anyway, it's not going to happen. This interview today is for an event that will occur next year. So early next year. So we'll keep you up to date. But wow, it's powerful. The opportunities that are coming to Colorado pro-life leaders to speak to the country and even the world to teach people that we must never, ever undermine the God-given right to life, and that our rights are based on the fact that we were created in God's image and likeness. Okay, we're going to go to the phones, and then after this call, by the way, our number 1-800-8-NYART, that's the same number for calling into the show, for asking for a catalog, for ordering DVDs, Bible study albums, whatever you'd like, even for making a donation to Bob and Yart Live. Boy, that would be great. It's all the same number, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. So after this first call, we're going to go to a recording of my phone call with the curator of a museum up in Montana, Montana State University's museum. But first, let's go to Aurora, Colorado. Vic, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Doing great, sir. What's up?
I drive around the metro area as my job, and I'm blessed to be able to monitor a lot of Christian, you know, teaching and keep abreast of the pro-life advancements that we're making. Personhood being the most important and the recent one. I was just wanting to issue a challenge to drivers to get involved.
To drivers?
Yes, sir.
Do you mean not like my wife who's driving our kids around? You mean to professional drivers?
Right, and this is going to rest with the integrity of the caller.
Okay.
Someone whose job is actually driving.
Okay, so a truck driver, a delivery guy?
Cab driver.
Yeah. Any professional driver.
Right.
So you want to issue a challenge to them?
Yes, sir, that they get involved in the pro-life movement, that as they're circling the capital of Denver, in the metro area here, that they start praying for the things that Bob and Yart Live and other pro-life groups are involved in. And also, to take it up a notch, I'm going to pay for the first five copies, the first five callers who call in, give their name and number to you guys. I'll pay for their copy of Focus on the Strategy 2.
Focus on the Strategy 2, the sequel. Vic, this is really kind of you. You're involved in Colorado Right to Life.
Exactly, yeah.
All right. How long have you been involved in Colorado Right to Life?
Not very long. I got my membership card in the mail yesterday.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. So you're already encouraging others. You're trying to multiply your effort.
Yes, sir, as much as I can.
Wow. So you've offered to purchase five copies of Focus on the Strategy 2.
Right.
And to have drivers, professional drivers, if you're employed out there in the Denver metro area, or really this radio signal, it's 50,000 watts. We have people call in somewhat regularly here to the studio from Kansas and Nebraska. We even get into five other states. But if you're a driver listening to this program, you'd like us to help fight to end abortion, which is a Christian biblical ministry, by the way, the killing of the innocent, then please call us up, and Vic has offered to pay for Focus on the Strategy 2 DVDs for the first five drivers who call in.
Right. Now, that's with the understanding that they not just get a free DVD and take it home, but they have to share it with people they know.
They have to share it also.
Right.
All right. Now, my call screener just said, please have Vic stay on the phone.
Okay.
So,
love you, man.
So we'll do that. So, Vic, thank you so much.
God bless you, friend.
So encouraging. Okay, we'll put Vic on hold. And so I want to set up this call now. By the way, if you're a driver and you'd like to call in and get one of those DVDs, the phone number is 1-800-8-NYART. My last name, it's not real common, but there are thousands of us in the country. NYART, E-N-Y-A-R-T. Art, Yart, sort of like yard with a T at the end, NYART. So 1-800-8-NYART is 1-800-836-9278. 1-800-836-9278. By the way, since before we play that phone call with the museum curator, since Vic just made an offer for drivers, I want to let you guys know, I've had this note here and I haven't been able to get to it, but we are phasing out all of our VHS tapes, our VHS videos. We're going strictly with DVDs, and we have 25 titles. Well, yeah, 25 titles here. Of Bob and Yurt Live DVDs, some third-party DVDs, and we're still selling them on DVD, but we have old inventory on VHS, and so we basically would like to move this inventory and get all this fascinating teaching and information out. So if you're interested, we are offering 25 titles, 25 different VHS tapes, for $150, 25, and these are all, I'll give you the titles of some of these things, okay? Mount St. Helens, Sex Has a Price Tag, Privileged Planet, Unlocking the Mystery of Life, Mount Moriah, God and the Death Penalty, Mount Moriah is about the resurrection, Bob Debates Predestination, Bob on Drugs, Infanticide, Does God Exist, Live from Las Vegas, that's when I debated a bunch of liberals on the floor of the Las Vegas Convention Center. Morality, Why God Forbids Sexual Immorality. Video Fruitcake, Bible Tour of Israel, Get Out of the Matrix. Oh, that was fun. That's when I debated an entire philosophy class and their teacher. Boy, that was fun. That's what, an hour and 20-minute movie? Environmentalists Lose a 10-Year Bet. Divorce and Remarriage, the Bible Divorce and Remarriage. Amy's Call, Megan's Call, Terry's Call, ACLU Debate, Planet Stars in the Bible, Bob versus an Evolutionist, Confronting Atheists and Atheists, The Trouble with Lawyers. So if you'd like one copy of all 25 of those titles, then you could call us. It's $150 for 25 VHSs, and I think you'll love to add that to your library, and you'll be able to share these with others. So that phone number again, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Okay, now I'm going to set this up. The curator at the Museum of the Rockies up in Montana is Jack Horner. And if you've seen the Jurassic Park movies or read the books, they're based on this character, this somewhat mad scientist, who has the idea of collecting dinosaur DNA and bringing dinosaurs back to life. So that's what the movies are about. And of course, they're wildly popular. Well, they were based on this character who's a real person, a real paleontologist up in Montana named Jack Horner. He's a real character, a colorful guy. And he works for MSU, Montana State University, and he runs the museum there. And we've gone on our family vacations. We usually take science vacations. We go to national parks. We like to go to Canada, Mexico if we can, take our kids and learn things as we enjoy each other's company. And so we went to the Museum of the Rockies and spoke to some of the staff guys there, got contact information for Jack Horner, followed up when we got back to Denver with a couple phone calls. And I'd like to play for you the first phone call. And here's what's happened. They dug up a T-Rex dinosaur, the skeleton. And the femur bone was so heavy that they had to use a helicopter to get the skeleton out of the outback and to the museum. Well, the femur bone was too heavy. You know, it's not just the bone. It comes out in a package. It was too heavy. They couldn't lift it with the helicopter, so they had to break it in half. And that they were devastated at breaking in half a beautiful T-Rex femur. But they did it because otherwise they'd have to leave it there. So here's what happened. Since they broke it in half, a scientist, Mary Schweitzer, had the opportunity to study the inside of the femur, which had been protected because the bone was intact. Well, what does she find? And the photos, you could see the photos on our website at kgov.com, kgov.com. Just go to kgov.com, type in soft tissue T-Rex, soft tissue T-Rex, whatever you want to type in, Mary Schweitzer. And you'll get the shows where we talked about this first about a year ago. And you'll see the extraordinary photographs, which have been published by Newsweek and I believe National Geographic and just widely publicized. And you think you're looking at something from the butcher shop. And you see filaments that are soft, still soft. And you'll see with your own eyes, blood vessels and cells. And it will blow your mind because these were in a T-Rex that the evolutionists, they're wrong, but they thought T-Rexes died out about 70 million years ago. They're wrong. They didn't. That's incorrect. The Earth is only thousands of years old. It's not millions of years old. And so we have a ton of scientific evidence to that effect. Well, what else do we have? We also have a soft tissue T-Rex that they dug up in Montana. So I'm headed up there at the invitation of a man who's producing a documentary to show evidence that the Earth is young. And there's about 10 guys, I think this is all guys this trip, about 10 guys headed to a dig site in a tiny town in Montana. And it includes a couple, few scientists. Other scientists who are well known in the creation movement have given their input as to what to look for, what not to look for, and all the difficulties, for example, in trying to carbon 14 date fossils because of the possibility of contamination, which is a real possibility that you have to deal with. But anyway, scientists like Russell Humphreys and John Baumgartner, you've probably heard of those guys. If you listen to Jonathan Park Adventures for kids and adults, by the way, we make those available here at Bob and Yurt Live. If your kids haven't heard Jonathan Park, you're going to kick yourself for waiting so long when you finally get these CDs and play them for your kids. They're tremendous. Our kids love them, and Cheryl and I love them. Anyway, these scientists are named in programs like Jonathan Park, and they're well known throughout the creation movement. In fact, John Baumgartner, isn't he? Well, didn't he work for years at one of our national laboratories? I think Sandia National Labs, and I think he's with ICR right now. Is that right? Institute for Creation Research. They've given some input and what the challenges are of the difficulty of dealing with contamination when you try to carbon 14 date fossils. Then a scientist, Ed Holroyd from Denver's going. So we're going to have a great time, but I want to play you now the phone call I had trying to get this museum, this Jack Horner, to carbon 14 date a soft tissue T-Rex. Let's hear it. Paleo. That's the paleontology department.
Paleo.
Hello, could I speak to Jack Horner?
Yeah, who's calling?
This is Bob Enyart with KLTT Radio in Denver, Colorado. That's Bob Enyart.
Yeah, let me transfer you over to his office. I think he should be in there right now.
Yellow.
Hello, Jack. This is Bob Enyart with KLTT Radio in Denver.
Uh-huh.
How are you doing?
Good.
Jack, I sent a letter to Bob Harmon a few weeks back offering the museum a grant of $8,000 to do a carbon 14 date test of that soft tissue T-Rex you guys dug up. and he said he would forward that to you. And I'm wondering if you saw that or considered it.
Well, carbon 14 doesn't work on something that old.
I understand that, and normally we wouldn't expect to get soft tissue out of a T-Rex skeleton either, but sometimes science proceeds by crossing your T's and dotting your I's, and you guys might have other things you'd like to carbon 14 at the same time. In fact, in the last couple of weeks, I've been able to raise a little more money, so that's up to $10,000 now, that we'd be honored to give you guys if you would consider doing that test.
Well, we can't do that test.
You can't do that?
No.
Do you mean the museum doesn't have the laboratory?
We certainly don't.
Okay, well, we're happy to pay the expense of having a lab do the test in addition to the $10,000 to the museum.
Do you know how carbon 14 works?
Yeah, I'm familiar, and I realize it's useless for anything over maybe 50,000 years or so. But I've done a talk show in Denver for 15 years, and there's a group of folks interested in science. Of course, that discovery caught their attention, and they thought, well, it'd be logical to do this, to just go ahead and do it, even though nobody would be inclined to do it, just like nobody would be inclined to look for soft tissue inside of a T-Rex.
Well, yeah, and, you know, we're still trying to figure out what it is, what it's actually made of.
Right, exactly, whether it's hemoglobin or whatever.
Well, yeah.
Jack, is the amount too small that it's just not worth the consideration?
No, that's not it.
Okay. What if I were able to raise more money?
No, that the amount of money has nothing to do with it. Because carbon 14 doesn't work on something like this,
right?
Your results that you get could be all over the place.
Well, they should be infinity. It should be not datable. In other words, it shouldn't come back saying it's 25,000 years old.
Right.
It should be infinity. And so that'll be a worthwhile...
Well, infinity isn't exactly what you get.
Okay.
I mean, it's like trying to date a piece of concrete.
Right.
You wouldn't have to have carbon in it.
Right. You wouldn't use carbon 14. Now, the skeleton is not fossilized. Isn't that true, or largely not?
Well, it's you know, the bone is made of calcium phosphate.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, we're still trying to figure out what the actual soft tissue is.
Right. And see, we were hoping that a test like this would just add another bit of scientific information that you would have at your disposal. And also, in that grant letter, we asked if it could be a blind test with five different specimens, and therefore then the museum could test four other specimens that you might want to have carbon 14 dated, and so you could put it all in the same batch, and those testing then will pay the cost of that. That'll be free to the museum plus the $10,000 grant.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from here.
Sure.
All right. Obviously, your group is a group of creationists.
Yes.
And the spin they can get off of it,
right,
doing it, is...
Well,
not going to help us.
Yeah. So even though it's just a scientific test, they're not asking for voodoo or anything.
It's not actually a scientific test. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Carbon 14 dating something with soft tissue in it. Jack, if I could raise $20,000, would it be worth?
I will talk to Mary Schweitzer about it.
Okay. I appreciate that. And how about this? I'll resend you the grant letter with the amount of $20,000 in it. And then you could talk to Mary, and we'll see where it goes.
I want to know what group is sponsoring it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's
I need some really specific details about...
Sure.
And don't... Just, you know, tell it to me straight, okay?
Of course. I've hosted a daily talk show for 15 years. We're on a 50,000-watt AM station, KLTT. Mm-hmm. And there's a local church here, Denver Bible Church, mm-hmm. that's offered to help. But we also have pledges from any number of individuals in the Denver community.
Okay.
So we could, if you guys agree, we could send you the check within 24 hours.
Okay. Well, let me talk to Mary, and okay. let me just talk to a few people.
Okay.
Because I don't want to, you know, I can't afford to have it turn into a circus.
Right. Well, I do understand that, and I appreciate your time. So,
okay. I will see Mary this next week.
Oh, that's fabulous. I'd be happy to call you back in 2 weeks from now?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you so much, Jack.
You're very welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
So Jack Horner, he's the guy who the Jurassic Park movies were modeled after, the novels originally. And what's so fascinating is that years after Jurassic Park, they actually find dinosaur T-Rex bone with soft tissue in it. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Everything that happens is just so extraordinary. It's amazing as you battle for truth, the things that happen. And so now the atheists and evolutionists, they have to convince themselves that soft tissue could survive in a fossil for 70 million years buried in, what's the strata? I've been trying to figure out what's the strata in Montana. They dug up this T-Rex. And it's just hysterical. If you haven't read about this T-Rex or seen the photos, you owe it to yourself. You've got to go to kgov.com and just search for soft tissue T-Rex. Or just Google soft tissue T-Rex. You'll see the photos. So by the way, we have our drivers. Oh, three of the drivers so far. So we need another few drivers. So if you're a driver and you'd like a free DVD, Focus on the Strategy 2, call us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And also, the Colorado Right to Life Banquet on September 22nd. So important. Please plan to be there.